You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 85 of the podcast. I am your host, John Mugiwara JM, joined as always by my co-host, Jad Peanut.
Hey, and back to the manga.
Back to the manga. So our very first episodes of the year were specials, one special and a movie. So, and we had, this is our first recording for the manga of all year, and it's already the middle of February. Christ, where has time gone? The last time we read for the manga, I think, was Halloween was coming, wasn't it? Or was it just after Halloween? I don't remember.
After Halloween, maybe.
Time's a flat circle. I don't remember anything. But so if you're only here for the manga, I did give a special shout out to the two people that we met at the Netflix house. Because Christine and I on Black Friday went to this Netflix house and we did the One Piece escape game. And we actually met some people that were really cool. And they actually followed they're actually subscribed to the channel, though. Too, and forgive me, it's been so long and so much has happened since then. I'm forgetting their names. I think it was Matthew and Jonathan or Josh. I'm very sorry, guys. It's been so long since we recorded since we did that, so I haven't forgotten you guys. We had a great time at the Netflix house together. Hope you guys are well. That being said, next time we go to the Netflix house, I gotta drag you because I think you'd like that One Piece escape game. So like, I won't go into it too long, but because I obviously can't give away the answers, but like, it's called The Quest for the Devil Fruit, and the very first thing that happened was you got arrested by the Marines.
No,
that was fun. But yeah, if you happen to be in the Dallas or Philadelphia, or if you're listening to this way later, Vegas area, I would say check it out. It's a great time. But you know, it's probably not a great time. What poor Robin's going through. She's about to be carried off to an execution in Enies Lobby.
Oh, God.
But not if the Straw Hats and their newfound alliance have anything to say about it.
Oh, and we also got the Shogun King, I believe he's called.
Sniper King is what he's called in English, if that makes it easier for you.
Sniper King, okay.
And to kick off the new year, this is going to be yet another special episode. We do six chapters. So that
Oh, shit.
And if you've been bothered by how off-kilter the chapter numbers have been this episode, don't worry. This is the episode that fixes it. So why not get started right into it? If you'd like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available for
$3.99
a month. No, we're not being paid to say this. I just think it's a really good deal, and it's probably the easiest way to read along with us because omnibuses and manga volumes of the earlier volumes are hard to come by. But if you happen to have those with you, those work as well. Don't forget that when you hear this sound while listening, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, enjoy the read through, everybody. Chapter 375, The Supermen of Enies Lobby.
Miss Goldenweek's plan, a Baroque reunion, volume 13, Hina's discovery.
Hina.
One half Hinata. And, oh yeah, I think I remember Hina.
Hina was the Marine vice captain. I forget her actual rank. Captain Hina, she's a captain. She is the one with the devil fruit where if she touches you, she binds you in a chain.
Apt
that she's a cop.
Oh.
And she also, when she gets really flustered, she refers to herself in the third person. So she's looking for, and this is funny because the live action show is going to be featuring these characters. She's keeping an eye out for Mr. Five, Miss Valentine's Day, and Miss Golden Week, but she can't seem to find them. Which is good.
Heavily disguised.
Because they are wearing awful disguises. But she's the funniest part about this, though, is that she's remembering how she learned their identities because Miss Friday and Mr. 13 sketched out their likenesses, and they did it by bribing them with food. I always remember what their code designation was because they're called the Unluckies. It's Miss Friday and Mr. 13. I cannot wait. Well, actually, we've seen Mr. 13 in the live action already, and he looks comic accurate. It's really funny.
Yeah, and he's got wielding machine in gun turns.
Yeah, and also he has like clamshell shurikens.
Oh, Sonata. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Let's begin because we have a long episode ahead of us. So, as per tradition, you're starting getting the first two pages.
So, back on the Puffing Tom, Car One, as it makes its way to Annie's lobby, we see Frankie sitting across from Nico Robin. He's alive? Really? You made it? Yes, that's what he said. Frankie just looks on at her in shock. That jerk, stupid iceberg. I get it now. They told me they killed him. Oh, that's great. How about that? He's alive. CP9 may think they have killed him. I'd keep quiet about it if I were you. Is that what people call being nice? As Nico Robin is on it. Still, I got blueprints for a weapon. And you can activate a weapon that already exists. The government bagged the two keys to the reactivation of the ancient weapon in one stroke. And when the power actually manifests in this world, the government will try to end the age of pirates, of course. And after all that excess military force will grip the world and destroy it. That's how much of a threat those ancient weapons are. My master didn't put his life on the line to protect those blueprints. For a stupid future like that, I don't plan on staying trapped like this.
Oh, so this page is where the infamous line is.
Oh.
Okay. And see, even if I get away clean, there's no point if it's just me. You need to get back to the Straw Hat somehow. You need to get back to the Straw Hat somehow, too. I can't. I'll hurt them just by being with them. You're not the one who'll be hurting them, right? The government people call your existence a crime, but no matter what weapon you've got, just being isn't a crime. And we flash back to Tom when he was being harpooned. There's nothing good and nothing bad in building a ship, no matter what kind of ship it is. And flashing back to Rob Lucci, for as long as she can remember, her very existence has been a crime. Existing is not a crime. I have seen that sign. These two panels right here, I have seen them on protest signs. So now you know the context behind this panel.
Awesome.
And all right, and now we go back to the Straw Hats with the Frankie family's warship that's attached to the Rocket Man. I almost forgot it for a moment. We lost them! How could this happen? The Straw Hats were lost somewhere! What was with that huge frog? Jeez, is any Rocket Man flying like that? But onward, Sodom! Go, Gamora! We gotta save Brother Frankie, hurry! Rocket Man will come back eventually. We just have to follow the tracks. I guess the train went up ahead. Hey, look up there, up ahead! What is it? We sent another severed car on the tracks ahead! We've not confirmed whether it's friend or foe. Sodom and Gamora, slow down!
And as it got closer... Ah, frog, you little... Rabbit. And yeah, it's the frog on the train engine. And don't ribbit me, I'm going to eat you, Chuck. We almost reached Sanji and the others, and then you derailed us with your sumo moves. And we see Chop and some of the other Frankie boys. Hey, Wonder Wolves, I'm into the sea train. Aren't you pretty far from the tracks? Coco would manage to get to any lobby, right? And we see Inami in the red. As in, I forgot the conductor woman's name. What was it again?
Kokoro.
Kokoro. Oh, right, Kokoro. Inami even says him. Shut up. I'm doing my best right now, but I can't seem to get out of this weird sequin. Miss Kokoro, do you know which direction to go? Yes, mostly. It's on the compasses. Standard Criminine Islands with stations on them. That would be fine. I'll watch the sea. You steer. Huh? Listen, girlie. I'm a navigator. Are you? Well, that's great. And back outside. But first, Yokosuda, come here a minute. Ribbit as he grabs the phone.
Ribbit.
What do you mean you're glad I'm safe? I wasn't kidnapped. You jumped the gun.
Ribbit.
Huh? Grandma's talking to Yokosuna?
Yeah, remember the frog was their pet back when Tom was alive.
Ah.
And then we go back to the passenger car with some of the Straw Hats and the rest of the Alliance. What's up? The old lady's talking with that frog. So the old lady was a frog? She did seem a bit more frog than human. She's going to send you people flying when she gets back. Sure is. After that incident 8 years... Oh, that's Kokoro now. After that incident 8 years ago, when Mr. Tom was taken away, you kept challenging the sea train day after day after day because you wanted to get stronger, right? Robert! So that you'd never again have to lose someone you really love right before your eyes. So you could protect those people. Robert! In that case, that was the time to show us the results of your training. You really love Frankie, and right now he's being taken away just like Mr. Tom. The ship is heading to him now. Want to come with us? Robert! Straw Hat, we got another companion. Gotcha. Old lady, are you really a frog or are you actually a monster? Either one is fine. It's not important. Miss Kokoro, I found a good current at 8 o'clock. All right, we'll rush on in. Hey, lady, before we get to the island, let's pick up the King Bulls and the rest of our family. They'll definitely come in handy. So he says, okay. All right, we lost a lot of time. Let's make up for it. Robert! Yeah!
The Judicial Lobby. I mean, Judicial Island. And he's lobby. Oh, shit, the train's coming. Welcome back for your long appointment. CP9 has arrived. Bring out the criminals as the train pulls into the station. And as they are forced out, Frankie just bites the one Marine's head. Super head, buddy! Head with gear, huh? Who do you think I am? Yikes! Noisy, isn't it? Cuckoo! Look out, the big... This guy bites! Just what I expect from CP9. Huh? So that's her, the one the government's been after for 20 years. I say, look at Aunt Nico Robbins. She's absolutely gorgeous. Open the main gate. That's the main gate opens, and CP9 escorts Frankie and Nico Robbins in.
And it's a big spread. I guess I'll get the next page after this. Whoa! What is this place? I've never been here before. Is that a waterfall? Yep, it's a big spread of Enies Lobby, which is this... It's this giant gap. It kind of looks like Niagara Falls. This is the podcast I described before you. Like, there's this natural bridge to like a pillar in the middle, and it has this giant building in the middle, and there's just a bottomless Niagara Falls like pit surrounding it. And there's something in the behind it, but we'll get to that in a moment. There's a big freaking hole in the ocean. What is up with this island? Shut up and walk. And I'll get this next page to make up for the short one. And yeah, now you can kind of see like a below shot from the bottom. You can see how deep it is. It's actually deeper than that. I can't see the bottom. What the heck? And then as they continue to walk towards the Enies Lobby building. And yeah, we cut to Spondum, the world's most punchable face in the office. It sounds like Lucci and the others are back. And they brought me the best souvenirs. Well, really, this is the first time in years that all 8 members of CP9, including yours truly, have been in the same place at once. It's a happy day, and yet, what in the world is this article? In this Revolutionary Army District Leader assassination plot, according to orders, you only had to rub out 3 people, but you killed 23! If you have an excuse, let's hear it! As Spondum is seen scolding the rest of the members of CP9, who we're going to meet when we...
And we got... Jabara, CP9, master of 6 powers. And he's got a really long mustache.
And like a Chinese ponytail.
Yeah. And he says, letting it all out of this text exposed. And we got Fukuro, CP9, master of 6 powers. And it's a big old round boy with a zipper on his mouth.
You glazed over one person.
Oh, right, Kumadori, the guy doing the handstand.
He's not doing a handstand, he's doing an aggressive Japanese apology by...
Yuzoi, I humbly apologize. Director, the blame here is all mine. Stop it, Kumadori! Men shouldn't bow their heads so easily. I'm about to explain what happened to the director, so just settle down. Yuri, I'm sorry, Director. I, in this sad situation, I'll slip my belly and take responsibility. Oh, and he means it as he grabs his son as he's ready to commit suicide. Don't be an idiot! It's not like that, Director. We infiltrated on the target as order to carry out the assassination, but, oh, it's a spreadsheet. And Fukuro just unzipped his mouth. Our plan, which nobody should have known about, had been leaked. I would have blabbed our assassination plot all over town. Shapapa!
If you want an idea of what Fukuro sounds like, he has a very high-pitched voice.
No.
I read the blood of assassination plot all over town. Shapapa!
What? You again, Fukuro? What do you think that chip on your mouth is for? And when are you going to fix those flapping lips of yours? As he just grabs his cheeks and stretches it. We're strictly confidential secret agents.
I'm an adore, Chippa-pa.
Yo, please don't blame Fukuro. I'll take responsibility. Harakiri, that's enough, people. What? I spilled my coffee. Oh, darn it all. It sounds like they couldn't use Nero, by the way. Oh, well. Iron Body, the humiliation, I can't die.
Just hurry up and die already.
Okay, so because you read that out of order, you might have missed the joke. So, like, you know, like, Fukuro, no, Kumadori was about to commit seppuku, but before he did that, he said Iron Body, which is, like, the Six Powers technique to, like, steal your skin. So he's kind of defeating the entire purpose of what he's trying to do. He's trying to cut his belly, but he says Iron Body, so he doesn't actually do it. And I think this is the last page of the chapter. And we're back with the Straw Hats on the Frankie House vehicle. Hurry! Can't this thing go any faster? Say what? So Brother Frankie sacrificed himself? As Sanji is and Sniper King are talking to the rest of the Frankie family. Yeah, that's right. He tried to save Robin, but... Whoa! Our bro is such an awesome person! If we don't hurry, it'll be too late. Hey! I can see it! The light from the Nightless Island! It's in his lobby! Nightless Island? Yeah, there's no night on that island. They call it the Daytime Island, too. That's the Judicial Island. I found him, the huge King Bulls! And the train is speeding up to catch up with the rest of the Frankie family. Hey, look at that! Oh, hi, Luffy! Oh, Sanji! And who is that? It's Mr. Straw Hat! Looks like they're raring to go in there, into the entryway of the world government. Enies Lobby's in view! Everyone prepare for the decisive battle! And that's the end of the chapter.
And the beginning of SBS.
Is this the first time where Aokiji was it and he just made a frozen SBS?
Yeah, I can't remember, but I'll be the fan and you be other. Okay. I've got a question. Of course, this goes for the main story as well, but sometimes the titles of each chapter of One Piece brings tears to my eyes, like the title of chapter 292, To Meet Like the Half Moon Hidden by the Clouds. I thought it was just a haiku about the moon, but it also expresses situations surrounding Chai Island and the sand dunes. I'm a complete sucker for unexpected thrills like that, Oda. Which of the chapter titles you've written so far do you like best? I'd like to know. Ninja. I also like the second person, isn't it?
Wow, what a careful reader. Having somebody interested enough to read so thoroughly is the highest reward a manga creator can ever hope for. Thank you. You're right about the chapter titles. Sometimes I'm really particular about them. Actually, when I hit on a good title, I do think, woohoo, etc. But after all, it is just part of the whole work. And it would be pointless for me to go on and on about how this title here means this, that, and the other. So it's enough for me to know that some people are out there paying attention. I'll keep playing around with concepts in the future, too.
It's time for all the good kids to go to bed. Make sure to sleep. Okay, now, question corner for adults begins. Oda, in chapter 366, Sanji makes a phone call to Nami. Where did Nami pull that baby transponder snail from? Apparently, women possess various places where they hide things. It's been really, really bugging me, but... And I keep thinking about it, and I can't sleep at night. Think you could give me a hint, Oda? Thanks a ton, Keishi... Keisuke.
This is not Oda answering. This is me answering. Where the fuck do you think? This is Oda's answer. Hey, now, this is dangerous territory, you know? It's a hidden unmapped region, you know? The hidden Nami Valley. Once you enter that, you'll never... Ow! Ouch! Something came flying at me. I'm a good kid, so I gotta get to bed now. Okay, everybody, see you next volume.
And one day I hope to venture to Nami Valley. Maybe in...
No the fuck you won't, I'm going there first. But first, we're going to chapter 376, I Got It.
Miss Goodenreach's Plan, A Baroque Reunion, Volume 14, Hina Strikes. And yeah, so enough, she did strike.
Yeah, those disguises were awful. That wasn't going to last.
Yeah, like Miss Valentine is down. Miss Goodenreach and...
Mr. Five.
Mr. Five, and now have to deal with Hina.
And then chaos is just breaking through. And I guess chaos breaking through is not entirely unheard of, because that's what we're going to be going into in the next chapter. So it's my turn to start. So because you'll have to remember, Sniper King, when he speaks very confidently, he's in character. But when he is losing his confidence, he goes back to talking like Usopp. So just bear that in mind. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Sniper King from Sniper Island. That's correct. I am a friend of Mr. Usopp's. He asked me to lend you a hand in these circumstances, so here I am. He's a hero. I thought he might because of the cape. Awesome. I've never seen a real hero before. I see. So he's a hero because he's got a cape? How cool is that? That's right. Cape Buffalo are heroes too. For real? Well, if it isn't Usopp, I'm glad Usopp's okay. It's the long-nosed guy who got into the Frankie house. It's the long-nosed guy who got captured by Frankie. That's the same guy I met at the shift station. Nice to meet you. And you, sir. May I have your autograph? So everybody but Luffy and Chopper knows that that's Usopp. Because Luffy's an idiot and Chopper's a child. So where did Usopp go? He's safe. There's absolutely no need to worry about him. He told me to pour all my energies into saving Miss Robin and then Robin and then left. I also noticed that he's doing an autograph on a whiteboard. That's worthless because you can wipe that. Yeah, we need to do that. So where is Sniper Island? It is, as he hands the autograph back, inside your hearts. Oh, the wind carries my name from Sniper Island, far away. When I take aim and straight and true, lu-lu-la-la-lu. Where again? I remember how it was delivered in the anime, so I chose to do it that way. Nami, yes, Sanji? And also... all of you other idiots, before we save Robin, there's something I want to tell you.
And after some time has passed, so that's how it is. The CP9 people have managed to exploit a vulnerability from Robin's past. I'm not making excuses for why you failed to take her back. I'm only saying that because we're going into enemy territory, but it doesn't mean Robin will entrust herself to us. Like, that has to do with anything. I never allowed this. Yeah! Robin, you jerk! Oh, and Nami just hits him in the back of the head. Why? Well, come on. Why is he so against us coming to save her? Robin's worried about what's going to happen to us after we saved her. She's in pain. I don't know what to believe. If we leave Eve her, Robin will get killed. It's not like she actually wants to die, so we're gonna go save her. Well, of course that's true, but just drop it. Doesn't change what we have to do. We just have to save her. I'm gonna go set everything and everyone flying. I've got a move I want to try out too. As Nami looks worried.
Okay, so now it's the battle plan time. People, come here. Take a look at this. I've been here once before to do maintenance on the tracks. I drew this from memory, and my memory is not great, but this is the basic configuration of Aeneas Lobby. As he shows them a honestly pretty accurate map. The Gates of Justice are at the back of the island. It looks like you can only get in there from the Tower of Law. What's that black part? The black part's a waterfall. Well, you'll see once you get through the gate. In any case, if we can't take Nico and Robin and Frankie somewhere on this straight line from the main gate to the Gates of Justice, we'll lose. That said, even if we all rush the island, the only ones who can actually win against CP9 if they run across them are you guys. After riding on this train with you, I got a real clear picture of how strong you are. And Luffy is just intently paying attention for once. So, you should wait here on the ocean for 5 minutes, then launch yourselves and Rocket Man from the main gate onto the island proper.
Before you do, we'll go on ahead and force open the main gate and the island gate so that way the train can get through. After that, never mind how many of us get taken out. You just go straight ahead. We only got 60 men here. The enemy's got to have more than 2,000 or 3,000. You straw hats need to avoid any pointless fighting. Just go straight after CP9. Right, I got it. Okay, people, there's the front of the island. Take a real good look at the sky behind Enya's lobby.
Doom. And it's a big spread shot. That was on the Gates of Justice. Whoa, they're huge. And sure enough, they see the Gates of Enya's lobby.
Well, they see the gate. Well, the Gates of Justice is that giant door behind the building.
Oh shit, that's a door. Oh my
yes,
god.
Yes, that's the Gates of Justice. It's a massive door.
Jesus. Yeah, never open all the way. When a criminal is sent through, that door opens a teeny bit. And on the other side of that door is a written nest of Neptunians. Like the ones in the calm belt around the Grand Line. Normal ships can't enter that. I don't know how they do it, but the Navy has a way to get across safely. In other words, like the pirate girl said... Mind if I get this one?
Yeah, we can get this next one.
If you want to rescue a criminal who's been ushered away, you have to do it before they go through those gates. Can't waste time fooling around. Well, then we'll go on ahead like we planned. We'll provide cover for you. Are those two supposed to be with us? As Zoa points out, Nami and Sniper King turn the page.
You want to get this last page?
Huh? Where's Luffy at? Luffy, As soon as Luffy's gone. He was right there just a second ago. Oh, Mr. Straw Hat has a banky buzz. Notice that Luffy's just going head first in. What? There we go. What's he doing? Didn't he control any of us? That guy doesn't get the strategy at all.
Yeah, so I was lying. He didn't. He was pretending to pay attention. It was pointless. He did say, I got it, didn't he? That waiting for 5 minutes stuff. He can't do that. I guess not. Impatient, isn't he? Go, pirate guy! I bet you could relate, Austin. Robert! Don't fall behind, Sodom Gomorrah! Climb that iron fence and force the main gate! Yeah! Gum, gum, rock it! As Luffy launches himself over the iron gates, the big door. Oh, what's that? Huh? Something just flew. And Luffy lands on top of the main gate. Hello! As he was about to trip.
And he's hanging on to a flagpole. What the heck is this place? That's an awesome hole. It's like this island is floating. And gunshots go off. There's somebody up there. They found me. It's an intruder. Shoot him down. And Luffy jumps down. He's inside the gate. This is the main gate. Main gate calling the director and island gate. As Luffy runs. What is it? What's going on? And Chula got over the main gate and sprinted towards the island gate. What? Just one intruder? Big deal. Calm down and get rid of him. No, you see?
This is the island gate. We've confirmed your intruder. We'll finish him off immediately. Don't worry. Make sure you proceed with caution. Hey, kid, stop this nonsense. Don't you know what this place is? Unless my eyes deceive me, that kid! As Luffy, pummels in the two gate guards. It's Straw Hat Luffy! What did you just say just now? We think he's got a bounty worth 100 million! The pirate Straw Hat Luffy! Where's Robin? Huh? And Luffy just decks every single one of them. Silver reports good from the main gate! Where's Robin? Ah!
A gang of suspicious persons in a coach put by monsters! And back at... I've overcome the front iron fence, requesting backup. And sure enough, the Frankie family are attacking and the Marines on the iron front iron fence, and requesting backup as an explosion takes place. Happens. What's happened? Gatekeeper, come in, gatekeeper. What's happening out there? And we see Nico, Robin, and Frankie continuing to be escorted by CP9. What is it, Robin? Keep moving. As Robin has a nervous look on her face. And back. Are you all ready? Hey. And we see the rest of the Straw Hats. In about 4 minutes, the Sea Train Rocket Man. Oh, what about your injuries? I'm fine, I'm the Sniper King. Let's storm the castle.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. We're in for a war. And why waste any more time? Let's see how things escalate in Chapter 377, The Big Showdown on Judicial Island.
It's a big color spread of the Straw Hats versus Cypher Pole number 9.
Yeah, now that you know all the members, it's fair to show you the whole roster of... And also, isn't it interesting that they already consider Frankie a Straw Hat, even though he has not formally joined?
Oh, awesome.
We're fast approaching where I started reading the manga, because I was reading the manga week to week before Frankie formally joined. We're so close to where I was reading this week to week. It's crazy.
Ow. Okay, I believe it's my turn.
Yeah, so it's one of those weird pages that has like a one spread. So just get the first three.
Enies Lobby, Island Gate. Excuse me, but do you think you could let me through? As Luffy asked one Marine touching on with a spear. No matter how polite you ask, I cannot allow that. Okay, then, better brace yourself. As Luffy jumps over him and is grabbing onto his face. You don't pirate. Gum. As Luffy's arms and legs coil around his arms and legs. Gum, gum. What? I'll eat robots. And he says, let's control him. Hey, that's fine, Daddy. We can touch him now. And so now Luffy says, puppeteering the guy. Ally robot punch. As he punches a mean punch. And
it's Ally.
Ally. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Ally robot kick. I'm sorry, sir. Would you knock it off? Your back's wide open as two Marines prepare. But Luffy jumps up and they accidentally slash the guy. Oh, man. And Luffy says, precariously, stand it on each of their heads.
And then Luffy pushes the both of their heads together with his feet and then just moves along. That little... Ah! And then as they two more people with a halberd swinging him, he sweeps him in the middle of them, and then he does like a little spin kick to knock those both out, and he just keeps going. Finish him! He's just one on a man! And... Yeah, Luffy, anybody that comes in Luffy's way, he just knocks right out.
And kaboom, he leaps up. And he's at those giant doors and manages to grab each of those big handles and he's trying to open it. How can he be so agile? I gotta hurry on ahead, okay? There'll be other people coming, don't worry. See you later, as he jumps over the gate. Hey, wait! He got through. Get inside that gate, hurry! He got onto the main island. This is Island Gate, calling the director. You let him infiltrate the main island? What the heck is going on? What about Oimo and Cassie? Did he take them out too?
No, it's the middle of the night right now, so they're asleep.
This ain't time to be sleeping! Wake him up! Wake up all the guards who are asleep on the main island!
And we're back to Sephandam hangs up with the ACP-9 guys, and
I don't see why you guys are gonna shout so much over a few little intruders, director. You've got us. Don't talk nonsense. The Island of Justice is the entryway of the world government, and it bears its sacred insignia. Any idiot should understand what it means to attack this place. And they came all the way to the main island just to take back one crew member. It's an embarrassment. The Straw Hat Pirates and their associates must not learn to underestimate us.
And then back at the main gate, the Frankie family is now assaulting the rest of the world government agents.
Gatekeeper! Describe the situation, gatekeeper! How many enemies are there? Where are they now? Come in, gatekeeper! Rope, action, figure eight knot!
As Polly throws more rope batons at them, I suppose, from his arm.
Bazooka bat! As that one Frankie, if I remember this.
Zombie is his name.
He just racks the Marine in the head with his bazooka. No need to waste bullets yet. The keys have opened the door on the side. Open the gate. Don't let him open it.
You're in the way, I say, Frankie's sister says to that one guy. Whoa.
Kiwi and Mozu. I know it's been over a couple of months since we recorded the manga.
Mozu, go left. Roger that. I won't let you go. Whoa, there's a collar coming out of my nose, as you notice. Sure enough, there's...
Oh, my God. God. So you remember the guy, Lulu, the guy who, like, puts his cowlick down and, like, mm-hmm. he pops out? Now it appears in other people instead.
Don't get distracted as he slashes them. Whoa! Keel Breaker as...
Tilestone. What was it?
Tilestone managed to grab three Marines in one.
That's the big hulking guy who no matter what tone of conversation is, he's always yelling. And then the three members of the giants of the Frankie family are trying to push the door open. Open the gate, mighty destroyers! Yeah! Don't let them open it! Guard to the death! Yeah! And then one of the head Frankie family members blasts him with a bazooka. Move! You're in the way! Storm the gate! We broke through the first gate! All right! Whoa, what the heck is this hole? Don't even look at it. Go forward. Return to the island gate. It's a waterfall.
They opened the main gate, Oimo. Yeah, must you let him do that, huh, Kashi? I don't want to get up, but it's work. Let's go.
As two mysterious figures hop over the gate.
Kashi, Enies Lobby Island Gate Gatekeeper. And Oimo, Enies Lobby Island Gate Gatekeeper.
This is the first time you've seen giants since Little Garden.
Ew, I haven't had enough sleep. I want to chase him off quick and go back to bed. Oimo, too. Huh? The giants!
And it's another spread of Luffy being surrounded by seemingly at least a couple hundred men. Marines, world government agents, that you name it. It's like a mixture of them both. Hey, Straw Hat Luffy! How many dozens of your cohorts did you bring? There are 10,000 soldiers underneath his lobby. Yeah, I'm by myself, as he cracks his knuckles. Get out of my way.
And it ends right there.
Yeah, we're in the throes of it. It's just action, action, action all the way through.
Awesome.
So why stop here? Let's continue on in Chapter 378, Casualties.
Miss Golden Week's Big Plan, a Baroque Reunion, Palm 15. Escape. And sure enough, Mr. Five and Miss Golden Week are escaping from Hina and the other Marines after that explosion.
Well, don't forget, Mr. Five has explosive boogers. Oh, and he flicked one at them.
Oh, God.
We're going to have to experience that in the live action show, Word of Warning.
You.
All right, it's my turn to start. And oh, it's a big spread. Well, fittingly enough, because now the Frankie family have to deal with two giant gatekeepers.
I don't know what you came here for, but you should leave before we crush you, right, Oimo? Yes, Kashi. Oimo agrees. I'll smash you flat right down to your marrow.
Giant gatekeepers! That's not fair! They're huge! They make the Mighty Destroyers look cute!
Turn back. I won't let you pass this gate. Neither will Oimo.
Hey, here they come! Frankie family, don't recoil, no matter what they say! It's all for Big Brother! Yeah!
Hey, you understand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? If we don't go first, no one else will. I see giants rush at them. We're powerful dismantlers. We got as much strength as those giants do. Go, destroyers! Yeah! And oh, stay... This destroyer's easy to get taken down by Aikisha and Oimo.
Oimo and Kashi.
Oimo and Kashi.
And then another shot of the big ones are just down.
And they destroyed the Mighty Destroyers in the blink of an eye! We were born of a warrior tribe. The blood that flows in our veins is different from what you overgrown peepsqueaks have. I won't let a single one of you through. Neither will Oimo.
Don't be afraid. Hold firm. Big bro Frankie's on the other side of that gate. Yeah. Let's put up a fight that'll make him proud. Yeah.
We won't let a single one of you through this gate. Don't give in. Force open the gate. Cut a path for Rocket Man. And as they continue to fight. Yeah. It's another spread. Are you ready? Get set.
go! And those Hoshines are continuing to just decimate the Frankie family. Nothing works against these monsters.
And Sodom and Gomorrah have come in to save the day. They're now biting Kashi by the arms, and they're subduing him.
Out of the way, you dimwitted oafs! Oh, Kashi! Sabai! Mozu! Kiwi! Kaila!
Sorry we're late. We're preparing the Sodom and Gomorrah for land battle. The destroyers got wiped out.
You creeps defeated our major military strength. Let's go! Yeah!
Don't break formation, Mozu! Roger, Kiwi! As the Frankie family have brought the Galila men with them.
Hold this mental slash!
As they slice open one of their shoes.
Huh? Rope action. Timber hits tug. Ow, 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 as he manages to tie multiple ropes around. Oh, it's at the back of Cassie's hair. Oh. And? Yeah. Oh.
And Zombie shoots him with the cannon. Zombies. As he goes down.
Gashi! Pin him down. 3-0 lock. Oh, ouch. They pin his cheeks down to the ground. Ouchie. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Can you imagine if at the end of a shonen fight, as right before the main villain goes down, he just says, owie, shall we? Before not being knocked unconscious.
Zombie does like the nah thing as he pulls on his eyelid and sticks his tongue out to taunt Oimo.
Were you? I'll crush you!
But that was a trick because Zombie got out of the way and Oimo just pummels an already down Kashi with his club.
Kashi!
And yeah, he knocked the other one out.
Yeah! There's still one left! You piss!
And then the fight between the one remaining giant and the rest of the Frankie family continues. But meanwhile, back at the headquarters of Eddie's lobby. And then what happened? Yes, sir. They're at the island gate. Kashi and Oimo are fighting them off, so there's no problem.
I see. Tell me, have you caught the Straw Hat who invaded the island?
Yes, sir. I estimated around 400.
400? What are you talking about?
Storm! Yes! Luffy's just delivering flurries of punches as and the Marines casualties. yeah, he downed 400 pirates.
Yeah, that's apropos. So that was like a literal 3-line spread. Do you want to get the next one?
Yeah. What? Casualties? He's beaten 400 guards? No, sorry. I need to revise that estimate. They'll go 100 more. Of course you will. Your opponent is one boy. My cards aren't trash. They can't lose. There are casualties. Report them accurately. Out of the way. Five. Yeah. And the guy delivering the report just gets knocked in the head with the body of one of the Marines. Yeah. Five gar? Four? You mean five guards? No response. It seems Straw Hat Luffy isn't fighting, but is running around the island. Naturally, no one would be stupid enough to stand against that many guards. It's just a matter of time. Director, Mr. Lucci's party arrived. He's back? Let him in!
You get the last one.
All right. Chugga, 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 chugga. As back on the train. It's been 5 minutes. Two gates should be open. Attack! Attack! Meow, meow, meow. Sniperkin, how do you use this climate baton? Shall we go now?
Hey, don't ask me.
Don't ask me.
Samurai man, take care of the iron fence.
So prepares his sword. Leave it to me. And oh, it's the end of the chapter.
I told you, this is just nonstop action. That's part of why I did this chapter, so that we can get a...
Just breezing through it.
Yeah, so let's just continue the flow of it by going right into Chapter 379, Power Level.
Oh, hello. We got another color spread sheet. Chopper's falling asleep after reading some medical science. Nami and Nico Robin are in their summer best. And
Sanji seems to be really happy about this pinup poster he's got, while Zoro, Luffy, and Usopp are all fishing for pinup posters?
I guess so. I'm wondering if those are like pictures that they took and they're just showing off the prints that they have. But that lion that's with them really seems to like it. I thought for a second, like, is that Richie? I'm like, no, it can't be. Richie is a sworn enemy of the Straw Hats because he's Buggy's lion. So yeah, that can't be him.
Okay, and I believe this is my turn.
Yeah.
And we see Lucci and the rest of CP9 entering. It's been a while, Director. Welcome back, Lucci, Kaku, Bruno, and Khalifa. That sexual harassment. Just say your name!
Oh, thank God. I think this is the last chapter they have this joke in it. It's so bad. All right, do you want... Okay, so since this was like a one small page and a big spread, do you want the next one?
Yeah. Cutty Flam, proprietor of the physical assault of government employee 8 years ago on Water 7. And Nico Robin, perpetrator of an attack on a Navy vessel 20 years ago at Ohara in the West Blue, have been detained without difficulty. They're on the other side of the door. Long time no see, Lucci. You're cheekier than ever. And you're stupider than ever, Jabra. Knock it off, you two. We just got back. He's right. Stop it, both of you. It's been 5 years since we last met. Cha-pa-pa! And, they all...
And all of the returning members of CP9 attack Fukuro. He doesn't seem like he's in any pain. Cha-pa, cha-pa-pa, cha-pa-pa! And they kick him into the wall. I thought you were going to test us right away, Fukuro. 6 power skill, TWASA ranking. If the strength of one man with a weapon is power level 10, based on that, I will now rank your strength, starting with Khalifa, power level 630. Bluno, power level 820. Kaku, power level 2200. Lucci,
power level 4000! 4,000? Are you serious? That level of power is unheard of. It's true. Everyone got stronger. Cha-pa-pa-pa.
So you want to hear a funny joke? I don't know if this is true in the Japanese version, but in the English version of the One Piece anime, Jabra is voiced by Nappa in Dragon Ball. And you're familiar with the over 9,000 joke, right?
Yeah, everyone in the DBC fandom is.
Yeah. So like Nappa was the one who did the what 9,000? So I think maybe he is voiced by the Japanese actor for Nappa. I'm going to have to look this up while you continue.
I've also met Jabra and Kumadori, so I know who's the strongest. And we got a ranking. At the very bottom at number 7 is Khalifa with power level 630. Number 6 is Fukuro with power level 800. Number 5, Kumadori, power level 810. Number 4, Bruno, power level 820. Number 3, Jabra, power level 2180. Number 2 is Kaku with power level 2200. And right at number 1, Rob Lucci, power level 4000. Hey, I reject Fukuro. Lucci's one thing, but why am I believe Kaku?
Cha-pa-pa, Kaku has grown strong as well.
Hey, Kaku, don't get a big head. See, Ree's rank can only match his physical ability. In actual fight, I have devil fruit power. Don't ever forget I won't lose to you. Think whatever you like. I'm not interested in that. Good. Don't listen to that stray dog is bugging about. What do you mean, stray dog, Lucci? You cat-faced monster? I only see shadows that they both transform. Stop it, you two. Jabba sure is touchy.
So if you had to make a guess, what do you think Jabra's devil fruit power is?
Something canine, like a dog or wolf.
Okay, I will note that for later.
All of the island's guards were gossiping today about how yesterday you got dumped by that waitress, Gatherin.
And it's this weird caricature of, I don't know, someone with that dressed like Dorothy with like big cheekbones. I don't know. It's another weird misogynistic joke.
Isn't it obvious?
Hey, wait a minute. How does everyone know that? I talked about it on the main island, Chapapa. You, as Jabra pulls on his cheek because he's trying to zip his lips again. This is just happening because we started with the ranking nonsense after meet up. As soon as all of you mastered the six powers, you far surpassed the range of normal humans. Even a power level of 500 makes you practically superhuman. Director has a power level of 9. Shut up! That doesn't matter because I'm the director and I got a special backup sword. I've known how weak you are for a long time. Oh, you should watch what you say, Khalifa. That's sexual harassment. What? Just because I responded to you? Director? What? That's sexual harassment. What? The fact that I exist? Yoyoi! You're too forward, Khalifa. Director, I will slice my stomach to make amends. I will commit seppuku. Iron body. Ching! Ah, oh, I'm so ashamed I can't die. Perhaps my mother in heaven is looking after me. Hurry up and die already. Anyway, good work on your 5-year mission. Later, there's something I want to give you as he opens a chest and what's inside.
Oh, I just had a bad thought.
Thirst, let me introduce you to the last hope in this world. What's that bad thought?
That panel from earlier where Frankie says existence is not a crime. I'm just now mounting and spammed him in that same panel saying, existence is not sexual harassment.
According to Teruyuki Kagawa.
Yeah, that's right, I went there.
Doom, as we see Nico, Robin, and Frankie. I feel fantastic. I'm surprised you survived that incident 8 years ago, Cutty Flam. And here's the most dangerous and wanted woman in the world, Nico Robin. The citizens of the world have no idea how noble and great our work will be this day. In fact, you will not learn about it for several years. In my opinion, the justice offered by the old men who currently run our government is tepid. Without sacrifices, we cannot achieve our goal. We are working for the peace of all humankind.
Oh boy, Mr. Bandam is yelling. Give me a minute.
It is right and good that we've killed those fools who have interfered with us. They are sacrifices made for world peace. Of course we must eliminate fishmen and any other traitors who are not readily comply. Tom risked his life to protect the blueprints because of fools like you!
As Frankie lunges forward and bites Spandam in the head.
Ah! Ow, youch, assistant needed, guys!
And Robin just looks in on shock.
Yui, understood!
As Kumadori takes his priest staff and slams it into the ground, and his hair starts moving. And Frankie, still biting on the Spandam's head, turns around.
Yui!
As his hair attacks and subdues Frankie.
Ah!
Main on incline to director. Director Spandam, please come in. It's no use. We can't get through. The receiver is down again. Again?
Oh, that always happens.
Yeah, you can't get calls if it's off the hook.
What did the Straw Hat Luffy disappear to? Asks one marine on the balcony and looks down. He's right beneath you.
Gum, volcano! Asks Luffy. He does stretches all the way up to the top to propel himself, making a built-out building burst like a volcano. And he heads but one side of the wall on the building.
The walls are coming down!
Out of the way! Gum-gum Gatling! And Luffy unleashes a gum-gum Gatling on the wall, making it crumble into large chunks. Oh, watch out! And they all fall down.
And yeah, I mean, the volcano metaphor was perfect because he burst open the roof and then he sends all the debris tumbling down like it's a rock slide.
Ah! Director Spandam, please come in. We need instructions for a defensive action. Straw Hat Luffy cannot be stopped.
And then we now cut to the Enies Lobby Main Island Courthouse.
Shut up! What's all that racket? You woke me up!
Chief Justice, the pirate's running wild on the main island, but I can't reach Director Spandam. Please give us orders in his place.
And there's this big three-headed man who's wearing like a old-timey judge outfit.
A pirate! Pirates are guilty!
Don't say that. Let's let him off. Three-headed Baskerville, Chief Justice of Enies Lobby. And the one in the center with the big mustache says,
we'll compromise and give him the death penalty.
What?
As they both headbutt him in the center.
Chief Justice, your orders.
Oh, and it's SBS Corner.
Yep, end of the chapter two.
And we see a new SBS illustration of Rocket Man and
Kokoro, taking her 138th sip of wine today. Yeah, I believe it's my turn to be the reader. Hello, Oda. These days, my father, 50 years old, is always watching the One Piece anime on TV. His eyes are practically glued to the screen. It's incredible that everyone from kids to old guys can enjoy One Piece. By the way, my whole family is obsessed with it. P.S. Let's begin the question corner. Oh, poor kid. No one in my family gives a shit about anime besides my grandmother. My grandmother loves One Piece, that being said.
I see. Even your father is watching it. Thank you. The question corner has begun. That took me by surprise. I thought it was just a normal fan letter. Good. Let's move on then.
Dear Oda, some people have butt chins, right? So what kind of chin does Frankie have? That's a great question, actually.
It's split to three. Well, if the double chin split is a butt chin, then a triple split chin is a butt chin. Oh, God, he actually illustrates it.
It just looks like a triple cheeked ass.
Oh, my God.
All right, last question. Dear Oda, hello. Soon I'll be giving birth to my fourth child. I hope it's a girl, but if it's a boy, I want him to learn the Oh Come My Way karate like Bon Clay. Where can he learn it? Please let me know. Bon Clay Fan Club President.
Okay, have him learn ballet first, then karate, then have him work on that kind of practice. That's a route to take.
That's not a bad piece of advice.
And we'll be taking the route right into
Chapter 380, Annie's Lobby, Main Island Express.
Miss Golden Week's big plan, a Baroque reunion, Volume 16. Miss Valentine is captured. And sure enough, Miss Valentine is captured by Hina as the other Marines are just relaxing under the umbrella.
Yeah, it was a quick operation, although she only did get one of them.
Mm-hmm. I think it's your turn.
Yeah, okay, I forgot we're on a sixth one. So we're back with the three-headed judge.
On the three-headed chief justice left shoulder is I, left Baskerville. On his right shoulder is I, right Baskerville. And I, in the center, is I, Central Freeway. And they both headbutt him. What? Chief Justice, Try Luffy's comrades defeated Kashi at the Island Gate. And according to reports, Oimo's losing too. What? The gate mustn't fall. Send 100 courthouse guards immediately. Yes, sir. At Ennis Lobby Island Gate. It's been more than 5 minutes. Hurry up and open the doors for Rocket Man. As we see a downed Kashi, and Oimo is still hanging on. We will let you through this gate. Rawr! We unlocked the gate. Now all I have to do is push. Good work.
Don't touch that gate, why you? Top knot, and all it does is spirals of rope around on Oimo. What are you doing? Just as what I expect from a Galila foreman. Frankie family, pull! Give it to us! Let's go, Saodomu and Gomura. Grab a hold of the rope. As the sea beats, grab a hold of the rope around Oimo. Plow through the gate, go! Hey, wait, as he's almost spinning.
Push! As the Frankie family and Sodom and Gomorrah are all pushing on the big gate now. Look at the doors! The doors are opening! What happened, Oimo? Whoa, they broke through! And then we're now back to the front gates of Annie's Lobby. Hey, look at the sea. Chugga, 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 chugga. As the Rocket Man is barreling towards the iron gate of the island. A sea train? What's going on? It's headed straight this way! It's going to jump up onto the main island! No way! They can't get through that iron fence!
Oh, and so ready is his sword. Hey, old lady. Hmm? Yes? There's been a change of plans. So wants everyone to hold on tight. Huh? And Auntie's not happy about it. Hey, stupid swordsman! Did something happen? The main gate is closing! What? Oh no! We're at the gate! What are we gonna do? Fear away, Kokoro! There's no need to worry. There is a way. Hit the fence, frog! Rip it as he hits the fence and it's causing it to warp and go over. No way! If we climbed up the iron fence at this speed, yikes! And sure enough, use it as a makeshift ramp.
No! The Marine screaming holler.
And the rocket man is flying. It's going above the gate. The sea train is flying! Yikes! And yeah, it's going over the gate. Oh, we're all gonna die! Huh? We are? Nami, you can bury your head in my chest! The water's falling into a big hole! Sora, you thought about where we're gonna land, right? Just leave it to luck, ribbit. To luck!
And so enough, Omno is dizzy. Omno's fallen! And so enough, he does fall. Whoa! There, look! As they look out on the Frankie family, are you the Straw Hat Pirates? And there's like eight and one of you have Frankie. What was his name again?
Zombie.
Zombie shouts, that's right. We are. It doesn't matter. Press on. All right, guys. Now, you just press on as far as we can go. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I forgot about these guys. Well, there's a reason why I forgot them. But we'll get into it. Without a second thought, some random dude with like little, these little knives on his arm jabs Polly like in the shoulder.
Oh shit!
Polly, who are you guys? And it's a group of assassins riding on the backs of dogs.
We're the Courthouse Guard Force. On orders from Chief Justice Baskerville, we're at this gate to serve you some justice.
Oima, what are you doing? Why did you let these pirates open the gate? Ow! As he stabs him, the downed Oima in the face.
Oh, I fainted. I won't forgive you for this.
And he gets back up. I'll never forgive you. Uh-oh, he's awake.
And, oh no, Oima gets rammed in the back by a rocket man. Oh! Rocket man jumped over the gate.
Do you see the eyes and the teeth popping out of everybody?
Then what was the point of opening it? Everyone screams in shock. And, okay. And once again, almost down for good.
And so are those people we just introduced.
What happened? They just plowed through. Are they okay? They're not coming out. As everyone looks on.
Get the last bit.
And that's the rest of the movie's noise. What's going on? As I noticed the, let's see, the courthouse guard dog unit is down. Who are those two? Oh, yeah! Zoe and Sanji! So we have introduced ourselves. Don't be ridiculous, of course not, but pirates! It's Wono and those guys! Oh, we've been waiting for you. And Sniperkin is laying down. It's just as I ordered. Really? Oh, chapter.
And that's the end of the big opener chapter of 2026.
Damn.
Yeah, what a way to start the arc, huh? It's just go, and it doesn't stop at all. Like, I mean, there's like bits of lore drop, and like, but it's just nonstop from here.
Mike. Yeah, this was really one hell of a beginner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's too bad the anime didn't flow as fast as this did. Because I think this took like 11 episodes.
Jesus.
But we did it in 6 chapters. Yeah, the anime started getting bad right around here.
Oh no.
But thus far, your final thoughts before we end today's episode?
Okay. So far, this is a really strong start to this arc. Like, a lot of action, a lot of humor with the introduction of more of the CP9. And Luffy is just a one-man army. Like I'm... Wow. Sorry, I'm just trying to get out of my thoughts.
It's okay.
The Straw Hats, Frankie family, and the rest of the team come up with this elaborate plan to break into Enies lobby, but Luffy goes... Nah, fuck that. And just jumps right over the gate and shuttles a bunch of the Marine guards. Like, oh my god.
Nah, fuck that. I'm built different.
Wow. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to reading more of this arc.
Oh, yeah. So, we'll next time, we're going to be in this arc for a while because it's just a lot from go. But yeah, we covered a lot of more ground than I thought we would, but that's because I remember the manga, I mean, the anime being very, very slow with this, but we've already covered, like I said, about 12 episodes of content at this point. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this moves compared to the anime, and I'm looking forward to your reactions to all the major moments that are going to follow. So that being said, thank you all so much for listening. If you want to support the podcast and help us out, we have a Patreon. That's patreon.com/superbonusround, because that's the channel that's hosted on, where that just $3 a month gets you access to episodes 1 week before they're supposed to go out. I know it's been a little dodgy this year because a lot's been happening and we didn't record for a while. Plus, the Super Award round is still going on right now, too. So when that things will go back to normal when that's done. For just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they're supposed to go out, you also get access to the commentary tracks when we watch specials and movies together. But we're not going to be doing any movies and specials for a while because we just did two, and we're not doing any more until this arc is over. And that's not going to be for 20 episodes. No. This is going to be a doozy. This is probably be longer than Alabasta. Maybe. I don't know yet. But thank you guys again so much for listening. I have been John Mugiwara JM.
I've been Chad Peanut.
And remember, when binging the devil's fruit, make sure you to eat it slowly, ingest it. Oh, fuck this. I'm going to Nami Valley. Have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
I'll join you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for binging the devil's fruit with us today. If you'd like to support the podcast for just $3 a month, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/superbonusround. This gives you exclusive access to episodes 1 week before they go out to the public, and also exclusive access to the commentary tracks for our movies and special reviews. The reviews themselves will always be free to everybody, but the commentary tracks are exclusive. Again, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thank you for your support.